Ye Shall Receive Power, June 12. God may choose and fit anybody. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The Lord works in his own way, in order that men shall not lift themselves up in pride of intellect, and take the credit and the glory to themselves. The Lord would have every human being understand that his capabilities and endowments are from the Lord. He takes those whom he pleases to do his work, and he does not consult those to whom he will send his messenger as to what are their preferences concerning whom or what manner of person they would like to bring the message of God to them. God will use men who are willing to be used. The Lord would use men of intelligence if they would permit him to mold and fashion them, and to shape their testimony after his own order. Men high or low, learned or ignorant, would better let the Lord manage and take care of the safety of his own ark. The work of men is to obey the voice of God. Whoever has a connection with the work and cause of God is to be continually under the discipline of God. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. There are souls famishing for the bread of life, thirsting for the waters of salvation, and woe unto that man who by pen or voice shall turn them aside into false paths. The Spirit of God is appealing to men, presenting to them their moral obligation to love and serve him with heart, might, mind, and strength, and to love their neighbors as themselves. The Holy Spirit moves upon the inner self until it becomes conscious of the divine power of God, and every spiritual faculty is quickened to decided action.